Let us read from God's holy word from Psalm 143. Psalm 143. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear unto my supplications. In thy faithfulness answer me, and in thy righteousness. And enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul, he hath smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness, as those that have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee, as a thirsty land, Selah. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. And of thy mercy, cut off mine enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant. One often feels, beloved friends, how real and the prayers of the dear psalmist David were. He seemed to be given special grace to bring all his cares and burdens and concerns of his never-dying soul to the Lord. And hear how he pleads with the Lord. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness answer me, and in thy righteousness. But then we find how he needs those sweet answers to his prayer. So many times we find him not only pleading with the Lord, but longing for the answers. And are we not the same? You know, if we rightly exercise concerning our prayers and concerning our souls, we should continually need the answer. And only the Lord could grant it. But he couldn't give up his prayer, could he? He had to continually cry. Now, there are a few things I just want to remind you of. First of all, you see, he knew what it was for his enemies to come up against him. He says, "For the enemy hath persecuted my soul." You see, Satan didn't give him any rest, did he? And if we've got a real religion, he will continually, the adversary will continually attack. And, but you know, it brought the dear psalmist continually into a low place as Satan attacked him. He says, "He hath smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead." And then he speaks how overwhelmed he was. "Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate." But then he can look back and remember. It's a wonderful thing, you know, in all the sorrows of the way, if we've got some things to look back at and remember. He says, "I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands." And can we not look back this evening and remember? The children of Israel, Moses told them, didn't he? He said, "Thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God has led thee these 40 years in the wilderness." And have we not got those sweet words of comfort and encouragement and help that we can remember of what the Lord has spoken to us and how he's worked, how he's appeared? And then we find here how thirsty his soul was. He said, "I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land." And you know, when a land is really thirsty, how when the rain descends, how it supplies that thirst in the earth, doesn't it? And think about our souls. How we need to be given that real thirst for the truth, that real thirst for the Lord. He says, "My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land." You know, the Lord alone knows how thirsty your soul is. And when is it we really appreciate a drink naturally? It's when we're really thirsty, isn't it? You get a hot summer's day and the busy scenes of life, and oh, how thirsty we are, aren't we? And nothing was satisfied, only that water or moisture given in other drinks to revive us. And think about our souls. The psalmist said, "He hungered and thirsteth after the Lord." The Lord Jesus said, "Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." What a promise that is, isn't it? When the Lord fills the thirsty soul, they can draw from the wells, sweet wells of Bethlehem. They can draw from the fullness of the gospel. But then, just briefly, he says, "Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust." Oh, what a wonderful thing when we are favoured with a little of his loving kindness. I love that ninth hymn, "His loving kindness." Oh, how good, how free, isn't it, for sinners. And then he prays for grace and help to walk. He says, "For in thee do I trust. cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. You see, he ever desired, didn't he, to do the Lord's will and to walk in the commandments and ways of the Lord, the way the Lord would have him walk. He says, cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. And do we not need the Lord to continually cause us to walk in the way that we should walk in? His ways, his precepts, his commandments. For he says, I lift up my soul unto thee. But then, just two things I must leave it. One is this. He begs of the Lord, teach me to do thy will. You know, that should be the great concern of each of our souls, isn't it? To do the will of the Lord. It's a good prayer the Lord taught the dear disciples, isn't it? Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And how sweet when we're given grace to do his will. And to be submissive to his will. And to walk in that way which is according to his will. And not our own. And then finally he says, quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. He realised, and do we, the great need of being quickened. You see, how soon we can become dead and cold and lifeless and unexercised, unconcerned. And we need continual quickening, don't we? And where there's that quickening power given by the Lord, there's real prayer going out of the heart, there's a real longing for the Lord, there's liveliness within. And he declares why he desires this, for thy name's sake. And you know, when we say for the Lord's sake, it means that he must have the glory, he must have the praise. And then we find that wonderful word, deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Do we not continually need to be delivered from the enemy of our souls and for be hiding in that blessed hiding place, the Lord Jesus? The hymn writer said, didn't he, hide me, O my Saviour, hide. And oh, is that your prayer? Hide me from the adversary. Hide me from the wrath of God. Hide me from the enemies that surround us. Oh, hide my soul. And we do need that blessed hiding place, don't we? And oh, what a mercy it is, that hiding place is a place of security. A place where the sinner can rest. A place where they can shelter from all impending doom, and to shelter while life endure, and shelter when they come to die. Well, may the Lord bless this sacred psalm to us, and forgive anything that I've spoken amiss.